babies and girls, mommies and daddies.
Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hello, Boca D is in the building.
You don't know what I'm going to pay for. I don't know what you're not eating your food.
What's up? That's what's up. What's up, all ears out there? Mocha D is back in the building once again. Smooth latte with Mocha D. I'm so glad you guys can join me this evening. You know, I have a very special show this evening. I have someone on the show that's a very dear friend of mine, someone that I feel great and safe calling my brother. I'm talking about the one and only Brother Curtis Smith. Curtis Smith is the founder of FLACC, which is Families Living with AIDS Care Center. And I believe it's located in San Jacinto, and it's going to be moving across the map with these centers, with these care centers, because it's something that needs to be done. So I want to immediately, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with the introductions, because he's a man of many words, and he got a lot to say. And the show is only all alone, and hey, Brother Curtis is going to need a couple of days. I can only give you it all, my brother. Allow me to introduce my friend, Brother Curtis Smith. What's up, Brother Curtis?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you know what? Hi. It's all about you. It's all about you.
All right.
You know what? It's been a long time coming. Me and Brother Curtis was talking about, because, you know, EOTM Radio has been going on well over 4 years. And I remember, like, what, 2-3 years ago, we were talking about getting him on the show. And we had put Bacon Scholar B, which is, you know, Brother Curtis is the, you know, the founder of EOTM. And she was excited about it back then, and she's excited about it right now. So I'm going to shut this hole in my face at Sweet Sassy T, which says I will shut it down, and I'm going to let you tell me. Tell me about FLACC and this dream, how this dream came into pass.
Well, the Family Living with AIDS Care Center is a ground roots nonprofit organization that is dedicated to families that are living with AIDS. And if you're even an individual, you have and come from a family. And therefore, there is a need out there, a desperate need, for someone to care for people that are living with AIDS. Now, this is a Jesus Christ-centered nonprofit 501c3 organization that is centered in Christ, because I am centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
God put it upon my heart as a vision for this community, mainly in the Inland Empire, but it will go nationwide as God wills.
That's right. That's right. You know what, Brother Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? I'm so excited. I wish Magic Johnson could call in. Somebody tell Magic to call in on the show.
Somebody.
No, really, real talk. Because
yes.
You know, me and Brother Curtis got history. You guys would come from. Well, I met him at what's the name of that doggone church? And I said like that for a reason. You guys, what was the name of that church, Brother Curtis?
House of Praise.
We're putting you on blast, House of Praise, because, you know, for many reasons. So I let Brother Curtis get into that if you want to. But it was many reasons. One of the particular reasons which made me not be a fond member of House of Praise was the fact that Brother Curtis is a wonderful man. I also knew his wife, which, she's going to be with the Lord. But
they're
just a wonderful family, and the church showed them little or no love, in my opinion. It was with some food that has occurred, and they lost all my respect, and that's all I'm going to say. Go on, Brother Curtis.
All right, well, you know, people of God are people of God, you know, and it was a wonderful experience there as well, amen. And but I don't want to go there. But anyway, in talking more about the Family Living with AIDS Care Center, you know, there are people out there that are living with this issue. And and mainly family units, you know, single mothers with children. And the thing of it is that they're living in isolation and separation, and because of the stigma of AIDS. And it's just not right. It's just not right. And being a person with HIV/AIDS and having lived it for over 20 years, okay, and it's still here, God put it in my heart to do something. See, when you go through something, you take that experience and you do something with it. And I just make that pledge to everybody, you know, if you you've gone through a struggle, through a trial, through an issue, what are you doing about it? You know, are you sitting and having a pity party? Are you sitting and you want to make a difference? You want to make your mark in this world with what you've gone through. So, you know, I admonish Magic Johnson for stepping up to that plate. But, and he doesn't even know, but he's a mentor of mine. Seeing him go forth with him standing up for that issue of HIV/AIDS. But there's also someone else in the land, amen? And
amen.
that is myself, you know. And so God put it on my heart to start this care center. And it's going forth. It is going forth. And through a lot of prayer, through a lot of tears, through a lot of just perseverance, you know, and trials, it's coming into fruition. It is in fruition. And, you know, to pursue something like this, you got to be in the right physical, spiritual, and mental place to do this. And
you're right,
so, yeah, you got to be in that place for God to fulfill that purpose in your life. And so here we are, Family Living with AIDS Care Center. We're in the Inland Empire. We are connected with the Riverside County, or they're affiliated with us. As far as the probation department, we have clients coming from them pretty soon. And that people that are coming out of jail with HIV/AIDS, and they need a place of refuge. See, Family with AIDS Care Center is a place of refuge where you can get prayer and you can get support and you can get understanding concerning the issue of AIDS.
You know what, Brother Curtis? You know, I'd like you to tell the people about the opening that you got coming.
Oh, yes.
Tell them about that.
Yes, yes. December 3rd at 11 a.m., there is a greet and meet introductory event that's happening at the Golden Era Golf Course in San Jacinto on December 3rd at 11 a.m. And it's just a meet and greet luncheon. We're going to have entertainment. The NRC, which is the Riverside County Nonprofit Resource Center, they will be blasting this event come next week. So there's minimal seating. So you want to RSVP on the website at www.flacn, as in Nancy, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar.com. And you can view the website there and all what we're all about. And you can RSVP, you can blog on the website, you RSVP through the Contact Us category on it.
Okay, and can you give them that address?
The address will be on the website. I don't have it in my face right now.
Okay, so you know a lot of people don't have access to the internet.
Yeah. I don't have that information in my face right now because I'm not in my...
Well, you know what? I'll get that address to you guys. You know, you can go on my page and, you know, you can go, you know, pull up Smooth Latte with Mocha D, or you can just go on my Facebook page. You know, a lot of you guys out there are my friends, and you guys can contact Carla B. She'll have that address for you on, you know, one of the sites, and we'll have that address for you. And what city you said it's in again? Curtis?
San Jacinto, California.
Okay, San Jacinto, California. And I will
California.
Be there, people. Mocha D will be in the building. I'm going to be doing some things with Curtis from here on. So I'm going to be a guest speaker there. As you guys very well know, I am a motivational speaker, and I will be in there motivating the crowd because I stand tall and correct for the fight. Not just against AIDS, but the fight with AIDS. I'm not saying I got AIDS, so y'all don't start talking crazy to me now, everybody out there. Ramona Simpson, Mocha D, does not have AIDS, but I do have a very dear friend, my brother in Christ Jesus, and closer than my brother on this earth. And don't get offended, Junior. You know you don't know how to call me. But anyway, You are my true friend, period. I will sit down, I will eat with him, I will sit down and we drink, have fun, play games, dance, listen to music. Me and him was in the choir together. Ain't nothing wrong with me. So all you people out there that's tripping off of somebody that age, you'd be surprised who your neighbor is. You know, matter of fact, bump the neighbor, you'd be surprised who your girl is or your man.
All right now, all right
they
now.
Got while you're playing. Anyway,
right.
Bottom line is, it doesn't, like you say, what's that quote that you have, Brother Curtis? Having AIDS, positive does not make you have a, you say it, I messed it all up.
No. HIV, being HIV positive, does not mean your life is a negative. And if you love yourself, protect yourself.
That's right. You know what, Brother Curtis? We're going to take a commercial
yourself,
break.
Protect yourself.
That's right. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. We're going to take a commercial break. Don't go nowhere, Brother Curtis. When I come back, we're going to have Sweet Sassy T on the line. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm on the radio. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up? Mocha D is back in effect. I had to cut that crap short because that little song right there is about 5 good minutes. And I got a lot to say, as you very well know. I got one of the greatest people that I know on earth on the line with me today. Brother Curtis, you still with me, my love?
I'm still with you. I'm still with you.
That's right. You know what, Brother Curtis? We have someone that's also on the line, very dear to my heart. She's another one of the co-hosts on EOTM Radio, Sweet Sassy T. Are you with me on the line?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing this evening?
We're good.
That's what's up.
You know what? Sweet Sassy T got a lot to say, too, but from what I'm understanding, I got one call on the line. Brother Curtis, I'm going to ask you, is it all right if I accept this call on the line? Will it be all right with you?
Go right ahead.
Okay, I believe it's her name is T, from what I understand. T, are you with me?
Yeah, my name's T, everybody, and I've been listening to the show, and I got to start off by saying it's a great show, and it's an honor just to listen to the show. And the topic really touched my heart, you know, and I just want to speak on the topic because I know somebody that was in a situation of what we're talking about. And I just want to say, you know, it's a blessing, man, you know what I'm saying, to even be able to speak out about this because you're touching hearts all over the world. You're touching hearts to people that you probably wouldn't even, that you don't know or you wouldn't even think. And my thing is just keep trusting in God, you know what I'm saying, because God is the power, and he's the creator of miracles, and he works miracles. So I say just keep praying on it, you know, and I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to keep giving my love and condolence out, and I just want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm here.
You know what? We really appreciate that, Brother Curtis. You want to elaborate on what he was saying, that's great, but, you know.
Well,
sure.
I'm elaborating in tears right now. I'm elaborating in tears.
You know
it's a good tear to hear voice. Let me talk. It's a good tear to hear a voice that I don't even know say, give the care center and say that to me and give me encouragement. And you know what? Until you step out on faith, till you have the courage to say you have something that is so stigmatized and has been so stigmatized by a certain demographic or culture in our nation and in our communities, where this disease has evolved to so many levels and has taken so many dimensions. It's just not a homosexual disease. It's a heterosexual disease. It's a disease that is affecting the Black and Hispanic community greater than any other culture.
That's right.
And if we don't recognize it, if we don't start having this discussion or this dialogue concerning it, when will the percentages and numbers start going down? See, we have to expose what the enemy is trying to use to destroy us. Somebody has to stand up and take that step.
You know what, Brother Curtis? I want you to elaborate a little bit down the line before you leave this line about, you know, your walk, because like you said, it comes in different areas. I don't know if you want to get into all those details because this is only a one-hour show. But the reason why I said I want you to elaborate more so they can feel you is because this. He said that my condolences. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all might not agree with it. We don't know our path. Granted, we have a choice of things, true enough, but God knows things before, during, and after. Now, I'm not going to wish this on nobody's life, but let me tell you something. Perhaps this was an intentional path that you're going on in order for you to be a blessing in people's lives. We don't know that. We don't know because, see, there's sacrifices, and there's sacrifices in people, period. There are sacrifices. God knows all things. He knows what he's doing. Now, you could have been the type of person that straight killed yourself, bottom line. You could have straight killed yourself, period.
Yes,
after finding out some different things in your life.
Yes,
but, see,
this
is what I'm saying. While some people may say, my condolences, you say, whoa, wait a minute. This here, right here, I got this. It ain't got me. I got this. It ain't got me. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
What I'm saying is, Brother Curtis, I know him. I've been knowing him a long time.
He ain't looking for the sympathy. He's looking for someone to take a stand with him, someone to man up, woman up, power up. Let's get some links going. Let's connect some chains because there's power in numbers. Let's change some laws around here. Let's get some things opened up that's being slammed shut because of a situation that you don't even know if God put him in that situation.
Yes,
I don't care. Like he said, don't go into, well, was he gay? Well, was he a parent abuser? Was he this, that? The bottom line, whatever he was, let's deal with what he is right now. And what he is a man that's not sitting up here with his head down. Like he said, I'm not crying because I'm so sad and I'm so glad you feel sorry for me because I'm having a pity party. I ain't never known him to have a pity party. What you're talking to a man that's more of a man than some of the men that I know. There's more of a man than I've seen in a very long time. Seriously. I'm telling you. You talking about fat girls need love too? This man right here got a heart of gold. And if you have the honor of having this man in your life and in your circle, you done did something. I thank you, Brother Curtis, for being my friend. Because you know, I've never judged you, and God darn it, I come with some short defects and shortcomings and flaws and stuff like that, and he ain't never judged me either. On that note, let me hear from you, sweet sassy T. What's going on?
Oh, first of all, I have a cold. Y'all got to excuse me. Thank you for having me on your show this evening, Mocha D. How you doing, Brother Curtis, if I said that correctly?
I'm blessed, yes, yes, I'm blessed.
You know, you know, so far, I'm 34 years old, and so far, God is good. I haven't had anything I can say that I have to go to the doctor for. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But
yes,
one thing has stuck to me, probably 15, 20 minutes ago, what you said, I want to just, you know, ask you, talk to you about that situation you were talking about, as you said, you have to, you should love yourself to protect yourself.
Yes,
you
remember, if you love yourself, protect yourself.
So I just wanted to ask you a question. At the time, did you love yourself?
You know what? I didn't know how to love. At that time, I was a person that didn't know how to love. Let me tell you something. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles. I did not know my father. My mother.
Brother Curtis, you know what, in the background, you guys put your phones on mute until he finished talking, until you're ready to speak. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Brother Curtis.
Yes, I grew up in South Central LA. I didn't know my father. My mother we grew up on welfare. And in that kind of environment, we're talking about in the 70s, okay? We're talking about in the 70s.
Right.
And I didn't know how to love. When I became a teenager, I didn't know how to love. I wasn't in an environment where that was taught. You know what I'm saying? And so when I matured as a young man, I had everybody pulling at me from all different directions, you know, and nobody wants to talk about this, but men, women, all of that.
Brother Curtis, once again, you guys, this show is very dear to my heart. It should be dear to so many people. There's children out here in the background. And you know what? These shows are going to go a long way. You can always go to the archives and pull up our show. And nobody want to pull up a show listening to a bunch of kids crying. Please. I mean, maybe they're not crying. Maybe they just sound like it. You can call your background. If you got to go in another room, go in another room, please, because I can barely hear my guests on the show. Go on, please. Brother Curtis, it's all about you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm leaving the church event. Y'all forgive me, so there might be some little background noise.
Oh, okay. It's you,
yeah,
so I'll give you a pass. Go ahead, you got a pass.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, so just in that regard, you know, we all come from different experiences and walks of life, okay? And so,
yes.
You know, we, you know, there's so many people that don't really know what love really is. They don't know what love really is. And so when you have somebody coming at you saying, you know, they love you, you know, when you don't know what love is, you can't recognize it sometimes. And it can come in the wrong way. You don't recognize it. And that's just the bottom line. I didn't recognize what love was. And so when it came to me falsely, you know, I gave into it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
what
you
else
know
to
what
say about the matter.
You know what, that like you said, it happens in different, in a lot of different aspects in life, even, not even in a homosexual aspect, even in a situation of child abuse, even, you know, molestation, same concept, you know what I mean? Even, I mean, so many different ways that people use their own personal gain, period. Use you for their own personal gain. And even in some situations, maybe the other individual was going through the same thing you were going through that didn't have love. And that's why the care center is so important. This is different situations. It's not going to just be a care center where you can just talk about your situation, but we need to make sure there's people there counseling them and letting other people know. Bring those young people in here so they can know what to look for. They can know what different signs. And I have a nephew that died from full-blown AIDS. He passed on from full-blown AIDS. And he was in a situation, from what I understand, that he felt that he had no love. So, you know, that it's a pattern here in society. And if I'm saying something out there in the world, you guys pay attention. Pay attention. He felt there was no love. You know what I mean? And the same in situation. So I feel you, Brother Curtis, and I know this is what God had me.
You know, I love that song. Who is that person that has that song out called How to Love?
How to Love.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Is that Drake or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne. And if you watch that video,
is
so many people.
Me if you can find it when we take that next commercial break, Carla B, because I'm going to take another one in a couple of minutes. Find that song for me, Carla B. How to Love. Start looking for it. I want to hear it.
You watch that video, and that is so many people.
Yeah.
That is so many people. That video depicts the epitome of someone that doesn't know how to love, that got caught up, and also, contracted the HIV/AIDS virus. And, for him to make that song was just incredible. Just incredible. And to use that video, you know, and so many people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to discuss it. They're ashamed. There's so much shame attached to it that people are just crawling under a rock and dying. God is saying no more. No more.
Right.
These are my people. And I love them. Somebody loves you. Okay?
Yes,
and
yes, I know.
God loves you, and I love you, and the care center loves you. And so, therefore, come out from under your dark places. Come out from under your rocks and make your voice heard. That's it. That's the matter. That's the fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is here and somebody loves you.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. You know what? Like you said so clearly, we're all his children. We're all his children,
yes.
despite what you've done wrong, what I've done wrong. It's all wrong. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, what are you doing to make right your wrongs?
That's right.
And I commend you, Brother Curtis. You know, I commend you. You stepping out there, and you know what? Pass me the torch. I'm right with you. I'm going to run this race like I told you years ago. Whatever I can do to help you, Brother Curtis, I'm there. I'm there for you. This show is so dear to me, you guys. for many ways. I know his family, and I know him, and they love me. Do they love me, Brother Curtis?
Oh, yes. Yes.
They love
we love
me.
We love you.
Well, Robert, you're so silly. I'm going to tell you something. Brother Curtis, these people think I ain't have no friends, man. No, but seriously, Brother Curtis, if there's anything I can do, man, we're gonna be making some phone calls. And what I was asking Carla B.
All right.
I was asking Carla B. if we can do like a series of this, like keep up with you, maybe have you come on more.
Absolutely. Once a week, once a month, just for callers that would have questions, you know, that they may not want to talk to nobody else about or ask about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make myself available.
Hey, Brother Curtis, there's a lot of people that, of course, are still afraid to come out, of course. So, I need you to give them a phone number where they can just personally call you, you know,
yes,
if that's okay.
Yes, it's 951-570-3385.
One more time.
951-570-3385.
And you know what, Brother Curtis? I'm going to let these listeners know out here, because there's some idiots out here. You guys know I'm going to tell it. That's what Mocha D do. Mocha D don't tell the truth. And then if I can't get it out there quite the right way, Sweet Sassy T will curse you out. You got no problems with her. That's my niece.
I agree to that.
Step away from the telephone. What you say?
I agree to that.
But let me tell you something. The reason why I said that was to say this, Brother Curtis, for those out there that just don't get it, and for those out there that think just because you're not doing a certain thing that nothing can happen to you, if you ain't with your mate 24/7, trust and believe, you don't know what the heck they doing. Believe that. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, now.
If you ain't with them 24, and I ain't just talking about they could be screwing somebody. I'm talking about they could be shooting up somewhere. You don't know what they doing. You know what I mean? So I'm
saying that
to say this. But you idiots that doesn't have enough knowledge, don't have enough knowledge to understand how important this is and it can affect your home tonight, understand this. If you call my friend, Brother Curtis Smith, on that number, I will find you. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo. Please believe I will find you. I got people. Brother Curtis, tell these people I got friends in high places. We will find you. Do not call and harass Brother Curtis. Please, in Jesus' name. This man loves the Lord. He loves the Lord, and he's trying to do something that may very well save his life and save your life and save your soul above all things. He's trying to help you. He already got the help. He already got the information. Magic Johnson haven't called y'all or came on the radio yet, not on EOTM. I'm going to need to hear from you, Magic. Listen, we're going to take another commercial break. By all means, hang up if you don't want to hear it. If not, hold tight. We'll be back. Mocha D is in the building.
Okay, I'm on a radio show.
You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. Put it together, how to love, how to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to stare. The way you move in your body like you never had love, never had love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious, but now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing, but you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure.
Curtis. That was for you, my friend. It was for you. Yeah, you really did it that time, Carla B. I really never listened to it, but I'm just sitting here in my room wrapping my arms around myself, you know what I mean? Gotta love me like that for a minute. That was the business. Well, we back on track. Curtis Smith, are you still in the building? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Yes,
can
I'm
you
still
mean?
Here.
Wow, you scared me there for a minute, because I will
hello,
come down to San Jacinto.
I'm here,
come right
I'm here.
Down.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Did you like that?
Yes.
That was,
oh, I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. Love it every day. Love it every day. How to love. How to love. How to love. How to love one another. How to love yourself. How to love other people.
You know what, Brother Curtis?
How to love.
That's it. That's it. How to
that's
love
it.
One another. Yeah. Yes. How to love yourself. And let me tell you something. How to love yourself. For all you masturbators out there, we real grown. For all you masturbators out there, that has nothing to do with what he's talking about. Believe that. Believe that.
Where did that come from?
Hey, that's what you get from listening to, what's his name? Dude's name we just listened to? Yeah.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. I'm just letting you know. He seems like he keeps his hands in his pants doing all kinds of stuff. Brother Curtis, me and Sweet Sassy T be on one. So we going to move on because, you know, hey, I always say something crazy. She disagree. We go on for a while. Then we go have some, you know, vanilla bean frappuccino.
All right. All right. All right.
Anyway, so Brother Curtis, so basically you're going to be having the opening, you know, in a few days. And for you guys who don't know, it's going to be the business. I said it like before. I'm going to be in the building. My daughter, Monique B., which you guys know, she also sings. She will be singing at the event. And it's going to be the business. So I hope to see you guys there. We don't want no violence. We don't want nothing crazy. We will, in a jackrabbit minute, holler out, "Security! Security!" It will be secured. Believe that. Not just over the top securitized. We will have armed security there.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Brother Curtis, let me see what Sweet Sassy T is thinking about right now, because I want her to bring it out of her mouth, because like I say, she be
all
having
right.
a lot to say. Talk to me,
all
Sweet
right.
Sassy T.
Whatever, Monkey D, you is crazy. I just wanted to say, Brother Curtis, you know, it's very brave for you this evening to come on the show. You know, you can learn some, you know, every day. And, you, of course, we all, a lot of people already know about HIV and AIDS. But
yes,
it takes a lot of courage for you to even talk about it. You have people talking about it, but I just want to thank you for coming on EOTM to even, you know,
thank
talk
you.
About it. And I appreciate that. You're never too old and young to learn anything. And I just want to tell you, know, God is good, you know. You got to learn yourself, you know, and I look at it like this. You don't judge nobody because you never know when you're in that situation. You know
that's
what I'm
right. That's right.
So,
yeah, that's right.
And they got to take a strong mind to deal with it because, like Mocha D said earlier, you could be the type of two one to slit your wrists, but you deal with it, you faced it, and you out here trying to teach people. And maybe, you know, it's the reason for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even though it's negative right now, but who knows? God probably, you know, wanted you to be in this situation you can teach others. You just never know, you know?
Yeah.
And Sweet Sassy T, and that's what one of the points was that he made. It's not to be looked at like a negative thing anymore because it is what it is. It's like if all my hair fall out, yeah, I'm going to be mad. You know what I mean? If I just get bald spots everywhere, initially I'm going to be mad. But I'm going to make my disadvantage my advantage. You know what I mean? His glue,
right.
His weave, his wigs. You know what I mean?
But what I was trying to make, though, Mocha D, that –
like him. He could have slit his wrist, but he was here today to speak out loud and still be proud, the man that he is today, to voice his opinion, how he feels. So I'm giving him props on that. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh,
I'm letting him know because there's a lot of people out there who will crawl underneath a rock and say, that's the world.
No, but I'm trying to make the point that
Brother Curtis up every morning. Every morning, do what you got to do. Go to church. Be there. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when I hear you at church, you're probably there for other people, trying to lift them up. And even though you're in that situation, you still positive. So I just want to just tell you, give you props for that. That's all.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you something that didn't come. Where I'm at now didn't come without a price. It did not come without a price. And there was a time in my life where I did crawl under a rock. But if it wasn't for the Lord, if it wasn't for the Lord and me seeking after him and pursuing him, for him to say to me, I'm going to turn this around.
Here is
the vision of the care center. Write it down and make it plain. And I was obedient. I was obedient to that, but I was scared and petrified at the same time. And it took me a few years to absorb what, you know, the Lord was telling me to do and to muster up, you know, God is speaking to me and God is not going to leave me alone until I do it. And so I just went forth, and it was small baby steps in the beginning. But then those baby steps came into toddler steps, into bigger and better steps. And the enemy fought me the whole way. I've lost a child behind this disease. I've lost my soulmate and the founder that was by my side, which was my wife of over, 20 years, and my high school friend. And so I wish she was by my side right now, but she is by my side in spirit. And so, you know, it's not just about me, you know, it's about so many other families that are like me. You know,
I need a voice. Right. At least you have to, at least you took time out to listen to the Lord. Because you got people in a situation who don't even listen, who's out there spreading that disease and like, forget the world. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Because I got it. And if I was punished, I'm going to punish others. But at least God saved your soul to be able to listen to him, and you was willing enough to listen.
Thank the Lord. And, you know, it's about accountability. And I want to just talk to the brothers out there that may be confused in their sexuality or whatever, and they're just taking accountability. Just taking accountability for, you know, what you're doing, you know, and just be honest and take accountability. That's the bottom line, taking accountability. If you have that disease or you think you may have it, go get tested. Go get tested.
That's right.
Don't, you know, spread it and use protection. You know, if you think you may have it, you know, let the other person know.
Let the other person know.
Mm-hmm.
So, will you? Did you think you had it before you went to go get tested, or had you? I'm just trying to see: are you practicing what you preaching? You know, I just want to know: did you go get tested?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. I found out about my situation in 1988, 89. And when I decided that I wanted to get married, and this was before I even asked my wife, you know, I said, you know what, I better go get tested. And when I did, and when I found out, I told her.
Okay.
I told her. And, you know, and the saga begins. The saga begins. And when I told her, she wasn't angry or anything like that. She was concerned. And so we decided to really talk about this and have this dialogue. And come to find out, my daughter had it.
Okay.
And she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went from there, you know. She got sick, and that's what we found out that she had. And we just pulled together as a family. Both sides pulled together as a family. Yes, there were issues. Yes, there was anger. But we nevertheless pulled together as a family, my family and her family. And we pulled together and we came together and we just dealt with it. But I'm going to tell you how good God is. We dealt with it. My daughter was sick for 4 years. And we traveled back and forth from Moreno Valley to Children's Hospital consistently. And this was back in the early 90s, And back and forth. And when the Lord decided to take my child, a month before, I had another child that was conceived. And she's right by my side right now.
Ooh.
And she's 17. And, of course, society or whatever said, you know what, you just lost a child. You're going to have another one. And I grabbed my hand. I said, we are people of God. We're going to believe God. Even after she was born, the doctor said,
yeah,
she's not going to make it. She's not going to make it. Well, 17 years later and 20 years later, here we are.
Mm.
Here we are.
Did she have
with
it?
With the family living with AIDS Care Center. Yes. Yes.
You know what, Brother Curtis? I'm going to tell you guys out there. This, like I said earlier in the show.
She was born with it. Born
mm-hmm.
with it.
You know, Brother Curtis, that happened. She was born about it. Wait a minute. What did you say, sweet Sacrifice?
I said,
how do you feel about it? Is she angry that she had it, or how did she feel?
She's angry that she can't be normal, you know. Or, well, you know what? You want to say how you feel?
Ooh,
okay,
wow.
I'm gonna put it to the line. Hold on.
Well, this is a great show. We have his daughter on the line. And there
Hello.
You go. How you doing, my love? This is Mocha D on the line, as you know me as Miss Mona. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Yeah, hi, this is Sweet Tea. I was just asking the question, how do you feel about the whole situation, like, as far as to be born with that disease? And, I mean, if I was in your situation, I'm just trying to put my feet in your shoes, how I would feel. I think I would have felt kind of angry because I would feel like I don't have, you know, I was all kind of things. I'd be emotional. So I just want to know how you feel.
Okay, see, the thing is, I found out about my disease at 12, so I didn't really know how to deal with it at that time until the age of 13. And I felt hurting And yeah, I was angry at the time, yes. But as I got older, I became more angry, more hurt, because I have been through so much where I had rumors thrown at me. Break up because of this disease. And it's just a whole big old mess, and I'm going through something right now, probably because of this disease. And it's a big secret that you have to hold against me, like, hold against you. And, like, I'm an open book, and I just have this one secret that I can't share with nobody because I'm afraid that it's going to, that nobody's going to like me. Nobody's going to care about me or anything. That's how I feel about it. And sometimes I'll get mad at my dad for his mistakes and whatever what he did, but I can't be looking on the past behind that because of what he did. I got to look towards my future and what I'm going to be doing in the future with this disease. I don't care. The care center is my thing right now, and my focus is on graduating and getting through school. I really could care less about these diseases right now. Like, but I used to feel real hurt, angry. And I still do sometimes when I take my medicine, but, you know, I have to live with it and keep this secret in. But when I have the courage to tell people, I know God is going to have something bigger for me than this disease. And that's what I have to realize from it.
Wow. And what's your name again?
Kalea,
I just wanted to tell you thank you for sharing that and being so brave. And you have to be so brave to be the person you are today. And if you, the things that you just said to me, if you really truly mean that, girl, you got it going on.
You know what? Let me tell you guys something. I'm very, very close and love this family very dearly. So if you guys, I've rejected a couple of callers, Brother Curtis. I had to reject some callers because there are, we know some idiots out there. So let me let you guys know, if you're going to call here and be ridiculous, please don't be ridiculous in your own household because you're the one that's lost. What we have here is a found family with a found love and a love for you to actually try to educate you on some things that you really do need educated on. I don't know the statistics, but perhaps you know the statistics, Brother Curtis. You may be sitting next to someone in a situation. So I need you guys to be godly and be intelligent, you know, and be considerate. We're not asking for your sympathy. Just at least be intelligent enough to know this is a very serious subject. Let me explain something to y'all. You could be walking down the street with Brother Curtis and his daughter any day of the week, and young men, you would holler at her because she's adorable. You would absolutely holler at her. She's gorgeous. And Brother Curtis is a very handsome man. Why are you playing? So, you know, the people who you're walking past every day, you don't know their situation, but you do know one thing. Treat people the way you want to be treated. So I had to say that because of the rejected calls. But I love you, Kalea, and you know that. So, hey, I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the event. I'm going to be there with bells on. And holler at me, you know. Go sit right over there and talk to me. Don't be mad if you don't. Don't be trying to act all bougie because y'all got a big old care center going on right now. Okay. Hey, listen, you guys. My boss also is on the line, and I believe she have a question that she want to ask you, Brother Curtis, or maybe even Kalea. So, Carla B, are you still on the line?
I am. Thanks so much. Can you hear me okay?
Very clearly.
Great, great. First off, I want to just give homage to Brother Curtis. Curtis Brown and his daughter for coming on, sharing your story. I think that it definitely takes a lot to do that. And my question was in regards to your daughter. I'm back on the line. How old is she?
17.
Okay.
Well, Carla B, first of all, I want you to know that you're speaking with Brother Curtis Smith.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks, Smoke D. All right, so I was just wondering. So when your wife was pregnant with your daughter, did did you guys know that you were HIV positive?
Yes. Matter of fact, when my first daughter died, she was pregnant with Kalea.
Okay.
And so she was grieving as well as being pregnant.
Wow. So yes. I guess my question was, so you guys knew that you had HIV and you still decided to have children, have more children?
Absolutely. Well, no, God decided to have, decided that. We did not expect it. I already had a five-year-old daughter. And then at that time, the other daughter was born, the deceased one. And no, we had not decided. It wasn't a decision. But
right.
God knew. See, God knew. Kalea was conceived a month before my daughter died. And she died at 4 years old. She died at four.
Right. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my God, I miss her so much.
I'm sure you do. And I don't want to bring up bad memories or anything.
No,
but I was
listening
to the show, and I was just wondering, because I'm sure that's one thing that people would wonder also,
right,
if they were listening. So I was just wondering. I definitely want to also say to your daughter, what is her name again?
Kalea.
Okay. I want to say that I think that you're a brave girl, a brave young lady, and I do believe that everything as to our lives, it happens for a reason, and I believe that you're a blessing to your family, and just keep your head up. Just know that, and I want to say something to you, as to what you said, as to your secret, and I really felt your pain and everything when you said that, because I have a brother who died of AIDS, and he tried to keep the secret from us. And when we found out, he was so ashamed. And I wish I could just take back a lot of that he felt back then, you know, because a lot of people are ignorant to the disease. But I just want you to know that people still love you, and they'll love you if they knew your secret. And just keep your head up and just be proud that God has allowed you to live 17 years with this. So you got to be a testament to people, and maybe God wants you to help your family with this care center and be an advocate and be that spokesperson for teenagers that have secrets that may be afraid to speak. So I just wanted to just say that to you, and just say you definitely, you know, just laid something on my heart to be able to call in, and I just want to say that I love you. I don't know you. I love you, and I just want you to be happy. And just know that, you know, God loves you, and even if people did know, you seem like you have a really great heart, and you just want to be a kid and have fun, and you know, and it all shows. So just know that, you know, I'm rooting for you and cheering for your family.
Well, you know what, Carla B., she is a wonderful person. If you're in a mood like that, I might take advantage of it. I love this little mood that you're in, and I'm going to ask for a raise right now if that's going to be all right.
What does that mean? Like, I'm always in a chipper mood. I know sometimes I love people the wrong way.
You know what?
But,
I'm just teasing you. You know me. That's just my love.
Great show.
Hey, Kalea, my love, I want you, since you're on the line, sweetheart, I want you to share with them some of the wonderful things that's been happening. Because you know what? Everybody is not in a sovereign mood, you know what I mean, when it comes to this. They're solemn mood when it comes to this. There are some people that understand what his vision is and understand his dream and are excited about it, like myself. We're excited about it. So, Kalea, tell them some of the good things that been happening to you. You know, she goes places. She does for her life. I want you guys out there to know she's not sitting in a little hole in a dark room moaning and mourning. And no, she enjoys her life. She's accepted this. She's making her way. This is a disadvantage. She's making it an advantage, right, Claire?
Yep.
So share with them if you don't mind some of the things that didn't happen. She's been to Wally World, Wally Chocolate Factory.
I have been on the Disney cruise in the Bahamas.
Really, behind that story, they thought I was going to die, so it was from Make-A-Wish Foundation, but they said I get one wish, and that really wasn't my wish, but I accepted it, and I had fun there, and I also went to I went to the Lion King play, and I went, and I'm going to this camp right now. It's called Camp Heartland, and it deals with children and teenagers that have this disease, and you get to share with them, and it's so much fun. You get to interact with kids that's just like you, and they don't even care the situation. You be active, and they treat you like a normal kid, and it's so
that's
much
right.
fun. And I just went there this summer, and I had so much fun. I went to the older kids group this year, and I might be going to Minnesota next year to train to be a counselor at that camp. So there's a lot of good things happening for me right now, and I just thank God for that.
That's right. And what is one of the biggest things that's happening for you right now? One of the biggest things that's really happening. Let me help you out, my love. It's the care center, sweetie.
The care center is just being to live to 17 years old.
That's right. That's right, Kalea. That's right. That's right, because I want to be at your wedding and everything. You know what I mean? I want to do your hair. I want to do it up, you know, at your wedding, because that girl, she's gorgeous. She's sharp. She's sharp as a whip at school, from what I understand. You know,
I still wear the heels at school. You know, I don't play. I still do all that, and I'm the only one at my school that wears heels. I stand out.
Of course you do. Of course you do. You're going to have some heels on at the little event. Going to be smooth, sharp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. That's right. You know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to hear from your dad for a minute because, you know, I could talk to you forever. Call me sometimes, you know. I think when was the last time you called me? What, 2 years ago? Call me, girl. Anyway, Brother Curtis, thank you so very, very kindly.
Yes.
Man, Brother Curtis, we're gonna set something up and try to do it on a monthly basis. And the reason why I said monthly because you have a lot more information. You know what I mean? Things are going to affect really great at that point.
Right.
You know, we can do that. And what I want you to do, my love, is give them that website again, for that event. And we're going to be there, and let's wrap it up.
All right. It's F as in Frank, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar.com.
That's right. And the date of the event?
December 3rd, 2011, at 11 a.m. at the Golden Era Golf Course. There's a reception hall there. If anybody out in the IE knows about Saboba, you know about Golden Era Golf Course.
Saboba Casino is
right on the way.
That's a great landmark for half the people in the town. Well, I'm going to be there. Sweet Sassy T, are you going to come with me down there? That's going to be really cool. Carla B, Sweet Sassy T, we'll be in the house. You know Monique's going to be there. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to talk to you in 1 month. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, but they'll be hearing from you again in 1 month. And you guys subscribe to the show because we're not playing with the people. It's no telling what we're going to talk about. It's not no telling who's going to be on our show, but we'll be here. If nobody else going to be here, we still going to do the show. The show must go on. On that note, got big love for you. Thank you, Sweet Sassy T, for being my ride or die. Thank you, Carl B, for coming on. We'll say a little something. And thank you, Curtis. And thank you, Kalani. In Jesus' name, I'm going to say a little something for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for opening up these lines right now, Father God. I thank you for the ears, Father God, for the listeners, and we're doing it all good in Jesus' name. Everybody say hallelujah, amen, and Mother
hallelujah,
Jesus,
amen.
Build it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen.
a story from Senegal in Western Africa. In a country where poverty is still widespread, a group of young musicians are developing a unique brand of hip-hop, sending a message of hope to the country's younger generation. A story from Senegal, from the capital city of Dakar.
Senegal, it's me, I am Senegal. So, of course, I love Senegal.
Uh-huh. Yo. Lu wéru xéer ci bir xel barti barti ruuy jugge medd doon bakkan daadi dekki xam xam bi law waag aqan ku ñu xamul dégg nga ñu ku ñu dégg yëpp nga ñu ñaari góor yàlla jugge suuf jëm kaw doon jëm law ba faw di xeexal néew di doole wëri réew réew taxaw kat ci li ñu woote medd meñu boole yow xoolal nit ñi xoole jëm yi baat yi yoon beeg xeex bi ku xam dem xam ni ñoko war ku xam suñu yoon xam ni li ni doy la war dom xel ak koor xëc bu dogul da fay dik turu DK gal ben number one dunya bi lañu ak foko wedde na la wan dem nga fa jëm man dama lay ban lek sa fan ku xamal ki ma doon laaj ci leen ki moy kan
Story from Senegal in Western Africa.
In Senegal, as in the U.S., hip-hop is very popular. Say what your kids say.
A story from Senegal in Western Africa.
They point fingers at the corruption and the poverty that plague the country.
The up for them to make it big in the music industry was very
slick. C'est court d'instant, je demande l'attention que l'univers entend. Encore un cri dans le vent, encore un scut dans les rangs, encore un album dans le tas, walk up dans les bacs. Une histoire, une fée, musique, philosophie, un temps. Tu poses un souffle dans le cœur, l'horreur dans nos rues, l'espoir dans nos vies, le bonheur dans nos frères, l'éclair dans nos rêves. On rappe, exprime l'expérience de nos vies, on rappe, détermine l'expérience de nos nuits. Cycliste, t'entends, apprends, dans longtemps, observe chaque cas, chaque mot, chaque corps. Quand Lyota respire de son art, il s'exprime sans répit, représente les miens. Au bord du cours, il transcrit la vie, le décrit en récit et même en poésie.
A story from Senegal in Western Africa, from the capital city of Dakar.
Senegal, it's me, I am Senegal. So, of course, I love Senegal.
Story from Senegal in Western Africa.
In Senegal, hip hop artists have a special mission. To say what your kids say.
I
want
to know where I'm coming from.
Senegal!
I can't hear you!